Despite unrest and fewer tourists, signs of Christmas traditions are visible in East Jerusalem. Christmas trees decorate many of the shops of Jerusalem's old city and beyond. Here in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in the heart of Jerusalem's old city, a group of 25 faithfuls from India have a remarkable story to tell. Adrian, one of the pilgrims, says that the unrest in the occupied Palestinian territories has not discouraged his group from visiting. They had to overcome a major obstacle at home before coming here.
And in fact, we had floods in Chennai, where we come from, and the airport was closed, and we had to go to another city to take the to catch the flights, and we had to push it off by about 2-3 days. But we are still here. We still said we will go, and everybody in the group was very enthusiastic, and we're happy that we came. It's peaceful, it's quiet. Usually have a big crowd inside here. We were probably the only very few of us today, and so we got our time, got our chances. It was nice.
Just outside the Holy Sepulchre, we caught up with Dahoud Manarius, a Palestinian Christian tour guide from East Jerusalem. He's a member of the Coptic Church. He told us that Christmas is actually the low season here. However, there's also been a drop in the overall number of tourists because of the regional situation. The situation
continued like that. Christmas traffic is much lower season. We don't have any tourists over here during Christmas. People like to spend Christmas home. But Easter, it's the feast of Jerusalem. It's the feast of the Holy Land. So everybody comes on Easter over here.
Ongoing violence and political stalemate between Palestinians and Israelis has made people think twice before coming to the Holy Land. The turmoil in the region as a whole has also affected the tourism traffic here.
We have been badly affected, but not of what happened over here last 2 months or 2 months ago. Actually, we were badly affected because of the whole situation within the Middle East, especially in Syria. People are afraid to come because they don't want to be attacked by ISIS or by any other organizations. From here, we were badly affected, not because of what happened, not because of the local situation, but because of the Arab world situation.
The Holy Sepulchre, or the Church of the Resurrection, is considered to be the holiest place on earth for Christians. The building of the church started in 326 AD by Emperor Constantine. Today, 5 Christian denominations have presence there: Greek Orthodox, Copts, Catholics, Syriacs, and Armenians. As to what this year's celebrations might look like, Dahoud tells us it is still unclear. Palestinian Christians have debated the question and appear to have agreed to tone down the celebrations in light of the ongoing unrest.
Maybe there will be no scouts, as usual. Just prayers, just the solemn entry of the Patriarch, the Holy Mass midnight, not more than that. Even greetings might be not. I don't know.
Nonetheless, for Adrian, the Christian pilgrim from India we heard from earlier, Jerusalem is still an inspiring city.
Still awe-inspiring every time I come. Still feel rejuvenated, born again. So that's how it is.
From Jerusalem, reporting for RFI, Ibrahim Husseini.